Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. Healthy Alternatives is about what most of us really want in our lives. It's to reach really optimum health and well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, really enjoy life the most. And that's what Healthy Alternatives is all about. Now, every week, I begin the show by talking about an issue or concern, something you should know about because it can have an impact on you. And this is one I want to focus in on: women and mammograms. If a mammogram is found to be abnormal or other breast problems come up, they can either have one of two procedures happen, either a surgical biopsy or a needle biopsy. Now, it turns out needle biopsies are safer, they're less invasive, and they're cheaper. For women who do have cancer, and by the way, about 80% of breast biopsies are benign to begin with, but for the 20% who have cancer, what a surgical biopsy means is they've got to go through two operations instead of one. It may make the cancer surgery actually more difficult than it would have been if a needle biopsy had been done in the first place. Remember, needle biopsies are safer, less invasive, and cheaper. Now, a study published in the American Journal of Surgery, this research has looked at over 172,000 biopsies done in Florida. They found 30% of them are breast biopsies instead of the needle biopsy. But what they looked at further was that the rate should have only been 10% of the women having breast biopsies. That meant 300,000 women in a year are having unnecessary surgeries that are costing hundreds of millions of dollars. And why is this taking place? Well, the researchers said the problem may occur because not all doctors keep up with medical advances and guidelines. Okay. But they also said some surgeons keep doing open biopsies, which are in effect the same name as a surgical biopsy, maybe keep doing it because these needle biopsies are actually performed by radiologists. It means the surgeon loses the biopsy. It's outrageous for women to be experiencing something that they don't have to experience, that is actually less safe, more invasive, and even costs more than a needle biopsy. If you're a woman, you're told you need to go in for a biopsy, you make sure the first thing they're going to do is do a needle biopsy. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. My guest today is a social psychologist. She's host of her own radio show, Just Relationships. She's written the book Spice, The Essential Ingredients for Effective Living. And we're going to be looking at the excess baggage we carry, not the baggage you check on planes, but the stuff you carry around inside that affects you, and show you how to look at, in effect, checking it, getting rid of it, and getting on with your life. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. These are new discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives for you, your family, and your loved ones. I want to talk about a unique one today, and that's what's going on in your gut, your bowels. You may not be aware of it, but you have an enormous population of microbes in there. There's bacteria, fungi, and viruses that all live in our gut. As a matter of fact, there are 200 trillion, that's T for trillion, in an adult, and each one of us hosts at least 1,000 different species. This is 20 times more microbes than we have actually cells in our bodies. So are we a home for us, or are we a home for these all these microbes? You might be starting to think we might be a home for the microbes. Now, Duke University did genetic sequencing to explore the diversity of this gut diversity that was going in. And they found the more complex it was, the better it was in effect for our health, and that assaulting these microbes with antibiotics could actually create problems for us, very severe problems for us. There were certain diseases that they found, like irritable bowel syndrome. What it is seems to be caused by an imbalance of these organisms in our gut. They studied 45 cystic fibrosis patients, and what they did is they looked at a key pathogen that's in the respiratory tract, and they were less likely to have this when they had a more diverse community of these microbes in their gut. They've actually looked at chickens and the notion of Salmonella, which is very deadly, can be a very deadly bacteria. What they did is they gave these chickens 29 different bacterial species were put in their body, and then they were exposed to Salmonella. And they found that the chickens exposed to the bacterial culture had 99% less Salmonella in their bodies versus the unexposed chickens. Now, for humans, way back in the 50s, they were doing something very unique. They were taking, and this is going to sound a little squeamish to you possibly, a fecal transplant, stools from somebody else, and placing them in a solution and inserting them in a diseased bowel. This was recently done with a woman who had Clostridium difficile infection, which is caused by severe inflammation of the colon. She had chronic diarrhea. She'd lost 60 pounds in 8 months, and antibiotics were no longer doing anything. She was really going down quickly. They created this mixture from a small sample of her husband's stool, and within 24 hours, her diarrhea had stopped. There was a nearly complete replacement of her gut flora with her husband's microbes. Since they've done it with another 23 patients, all with dramatic results. Antibiotics may not be the way to go. Strengthening and diversifying your flora and fauna in your gut is looking more and more like the way we need to go for healthy alternatives for ourselves. Before I bring on my guest, I'd like to pause for this message.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
My guest today is Dr. Duffy Spencer. Dr. Duffy is a social psychologist. She's host of her own radio talk show, and you can find that. It's called Just Relationships at ncc.edu/WHPC. She's a psychotherapist and a private practice in Westbury, New York. She's a seminar leader, retreat leader, does personal development work. She specializes in helping people, in effect, get rid of that excess baggage and really get on with their lives. And tied into that, she's written a book called Spice, the essential ingredients for effective living. Dr. Duffy, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it's a delight to have you here. And for transparency, I've known Dr. Duffy for, I'm going to guess, about 25 years.
So, yeah.
So we're not going to give away ages. We're just saying length of time that we've known each other. It's been a long time. And so I'm delighted to have you here, Dr. Duffy. So my first question is, what is a social psychologist? Lots of folks are probably used to the word psychologist, but not social in front of that. So what's a social psychologist?
So social psychology is a perfect blend of psychology and sociology, Jerry. And psychology is how we are as individuals, and sociology is how we are as members of groups. Say what it's like to be a woman, say what it's like to be a New Yorker, and what that experience is, a college student, any of that kind of label. And so social psychology is how the individual relates to the group. So how a college student would feel about their college experience compared to other college students, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't know there was an area that had that kind of a focus. That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, because you're helping people get rid of what's called the excess baggage in their life that they've got. And so that means you have to be aiming for a goal, and I assume the goal is, like, you know, becoming a healthy person in this notion of social psychology. Would that be correct?
Oh, absolutely. And you and I have been friends all these years because we share the same passion of wellness and what it means, in my view, to be optimally well, is to live in present time. And to be appreciative of our moment-to-moment experiences, like you and I talking right now, and what that means to you and I, and what it means to people who are listening. And so to be in present time, we are alert, and to know that there is no problem in present time for the most part. Anxiety is usually in the past or in the future. And it means that we are letting go of old ideas. Baggage is about old ideas of how we should be, kind of a tyranny of the shoulds. Old beliefs about who we are that we probably got from other people, people who were a lot bigger than us when we were children, our parents and other people who told us who we are and how we should be in the world. And people often forget that they've grown up, that they're adults, and they really can make their own decisions these days.
So let me ask you a question, because you're talking about living in the here and now kind of a thing. And but if say we were talking right now about a past problem, say I had, am I in the here and now, or am I in the past problem?
Such a good question, Jerry. We look, as a therapist specializing in gestalt, which is the completion and wholeness, and gestalt is from the German, it means whole, G-E-S-T-A-L-T. Probably people have heard about Fritz Perls, who founded gestalt psychotherapy. That's my specialty. We don't have to delve into the past as in being analytical, because the past shows up in the moment. So everything that's a result of what's happened to us is coming to us in the moment. So where am I in this moment? And if I am experiencing anxiety now, let me explore that anxiety and let me understand where it's coming from and how I experience it in my own body. So that's how we kind of converge the past and the present.
So you're looking more for body responses versus past history statements? Would that be accurate?
Yes. Well put, and they kind of ignore their bodies. And as a result, they're not fully embodied. And they try to be intellectual and be cognitive and to just think their way through. But thinking our way through is using the same material that got us into the problem in the first place. So we want to drop down into our bodies and understand what our bodies are telling us, and to see what the sensations are, and to let our bodies speak, because, again, our bodies are very wise, and we are organically healthy. That the organism, if you will, is self-regulating. And if we pay attention to our entire organism, we can understand about the anxiety and figure out ways to liberate ourselves.
So, Dr. Duffy, I do seminars for business people called Switched On Selling, which is, in effect, a brain rewiring approach. And there's some places where we'll have people actually go to notice what's happening in their body when they think of, like, a negative sales situation. And I've actually run across business folks who aren't even aware that they have a body. Do you run across that, where folks don't even have that awareness that they've even got a body?
Absolutely, Jerry, and I am so glad that you're taking this approach with people that, you know, in the corporate world, people are absolutely not used to taking a holistic approach. And I have the exact same situation when I work in the corporate world, which we didn't mention yet, but it's the same thing, whether I'm dealing with a psychotherapy client, an individual, or someone that I am working with as part of a corporation. The average person in our society is not aware of their bodies. Maybe they visit their genitals now and then, but for the most part...
We're not going to go there, lady. Go ahead, Dr. Duffy.
We're not going to go there, right?
Thank God it's radio.
But, yes. And they really lose sight, and then they don't understand why they are so anxious and so clipped with each other and so cut off from themselves and other people and feeling so alienated. This is the language that I teach my psychotherapy clients, and when it comes to working with people in the corporate world, they are more resistant. They didn't sign up for that. You know, when they're taking a course, assertiveness training for managers, they're not expecting that I'm asking them to visit their bodies and have a holistic approach to their fears about being assertive, for example. But we can all learn the language of the body. We can all learn the nature of what it's like to have a body sensation. And we can then learn from the body sensations what our feelings are like. And our feelings, as you know, come from our thoughts. So that when you ask people to think about a situation and then notice if they're triggered, if it's a negative selling situation, you are completely on target, and more people need to learn this language.
So with all the with kids now, with social media going on, with them playing more and more video games and doing less physical play, are kids in effect losing their bodies?
I agree. I think you're on target there. It is like kind of talking heads, and less physical, less aware, less organic, less connection with other human beings in an enlivened way. I think there is a huge danger here.
As a matter of fact, there's a research study that just came out. I was just reading it like 2 days ago, where they, let me see if I can recall it, they had the kids who played a lot of video games, like 7 hours a day, and the kids who didn't play very much at all. And when they gave them tests to take where they had to concentrate and focus, math tests I think it was, the kids who played video games did terrible on it. The kids who played very little in terms of hours spent on video games and social media did great. And so that what they're saying in this, that we're actually developing different parts of the brain in terms of the stimulation that we're giving through these things and creating a different person than we've ever had out there before.
It's scary. It's sad.
So,
it's sad.
We're going to look at what the alternatives are for some of this when we come back, because I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll get back to talking to Dr. Duffy Spencer, who's written the book Spice, The Essential Ingredients for Effective Living, and looking at the whole notion of how you get rid of your excess baggage in just a moment. We'll be back in a moment.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Dr. Duffy Spencer. She's a social psychologist. She's host of her own radio show called Just Relationships. You can find it at ncc.edu/WHPC. And she focuses in on helping people get rid of their excess baggage, the junk that they carry. And she's written a book called Spice, The Essential Ingredients for Effective Living. So, Dr. Duffy, what would a healthy relationship look like? We could talk a little bit about a healthy person. What about that healthy relationship?
Let me answer that, Jerry. And before I do, I just want to clarify that you can get all the information about when my radio shows are aired on my website, drduffy.com. What a healthy relationship is if you can imagine, Jerry, two people who are wedded to themselves, and I mean wedded that they are integrated, that they know who they are, they know what they want, they are fully enlivened, and the individual, the healthy individual, is someone who knows what their needs are. They know what they need, and they galvanize their resources to go out into the world to get what they need. Okay, and that is, and you can imagine that times two. Okay, so you have two individuals who are in touch with themselves, who know what they need, who believe they have the right to get their needs met, and who put their energy toward that. Now, so you have to be in contact with yourself to be in contact with another human being.
So I had a question on that because I do a lot of work with behavior styles, identifying yours, and then other folks. And what I've seen is many times in marriage kinds of situations, you'll tend to marry somebody who is the opposite from you.
Right.
It's kind of like to fill the hole and make you whole, but then you also run into conflicts because they're opposite from you.
When you go down the road.
So do you find that plays out also, and how do you deal with all that?
Oh, absolutely. I was just going to say, and I was talking a long time, so I'm glad you stopped me. So you have two healthy individuals who each have their own separate needs. They're two separate beings, and a lot of times married folks don't fully accept that they are separate from their partners. Now, it sounds very easy to say, and you say, well, of course I know I'm separate. Many people take it personally that their partner doesn't see things the way they see it or doesn't want what they want. And the trick here is to always validate your partner's perspective. We don't have to ever agree with our partner's perspective, but we must, in a healthy relationship, validate our partner's perspective.
So give me an example of how you would, of a situation and how you would wind up validating the person as opposed to criticizing the person.
Yes, and so important. And the average person does not distinguish between agreeing and validating. So it would look like, I can really understand how you felt that way about how I acted at the party, and it makes sense to me that based upon how I behaved that you interpreted it the way you did. I understand, and therefore how you behaved the way you did. I really get that. I don't agree. It's not my perspective, and I don't see it the way you see it, but I can understand and respect how you saw it that way.
So that works so long as the people aren't stuck in my way of viewing it is the only right way that it could possibly be then.
You got it. You got
okay.
it. It's two very different ways of being in the world from two separate human beings. So can I tolerate these differences? Or is it so painful to me that you see how we should treat our daughter so differently from me, and you have a different background? And now we get to the next part of it, which is if you have two individuals who are different, and these two individuals must follow a similar path because they are partners, they are together. If you can imagine, say, one body with two heads, or one boat that has to row in the same direction. So therefore, the couple needs to find ways to reconcile their differences and to find agreement in those areas that they can find agreement. To be happily married doesn't mean that you have to agree on everything. There is a very important place in a good marriage where we agree to disagree.
And that's probably difficult for a lot of folks because of the notion of marriage is supposed to be harmonious.
Yes.
There's not supposed to be disagreeing, and if you're disagreeing, you're in failure.
Right.
I think would be how a lot of people would interpret it. And so they really have to change the whole mindset
Yes. Yes, they really do. Many people in our society have been taught that to love equals not to have conflict, and they don't therefore know how to deal with conflict when it inevitably occurs. And then people either try to live harmoniously, which means they avoid any kind of unhappy feelings, and then these unhappy feelings ultimately inevitably surface. And then, oh my goodness, what do I do with it? Well, now I start playing the blame-shame game, and now I start talking to my partner as in, you should and you shouldn't. And basically, what's wrong with you? Because you don't agree with me. Rather than expecting that there will be conflict, it's human because people are different, and therefore looking at how can I share my perspective and how can I hear your perspective and validate yours and ask you to validate mine, making what we call, as you so well know, Jerry, I statements. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier in terms
of... Hold on, Duffy, so because not everybody will know what an I statement is. I know what it is.
Oh, yes, please.
So why don't you clarify that
for us? Oh, yes, thank you. An I statement is where, as I was saying earlier, if a person is self-aware, they're connected with themselves, then they can make an I statement. They can say, when you blank, I feel. It's kind of like giving a weather report. Like it would be giving a Jerry report. It would be giving a Duffy report. The world according to me. And that's all I can do. I am only an expert on myself. So I can just say, when you said or did this or that, this is how it landed on me. And I am not saying you are wrong. I am just saying that this is how I felt when you did this, and this is my preference, and it's just me. I am not making you right or wrong. If you don't want to call, if you're going to be late, if you think that that means, you know, you're freer, I'm not going to moralize to you about it. I'm going to say that for me, if you're more than an hour late, and I just want you to know, I get scared, I get worried. So for me, because this is my need, would you please call?
So tell us a little bit about your book, Spice, the Essential Ingredients for Effective Living, and your CD series, The Relationship Doctor. So so people have an idea of what you got available, Duffy.
Well, SPICE is an acronym that stands for Self-Esteem, Power, Identity, Courage, and Energy. And each chapter of the book.
Yeah, and I would have thought it would stand for the spice shelf. Oh well, little did I know.
Yes, okay. We have all kinds of acronyms.
Right.
Yes. So, right, we start out with esteeming ourselves, and looking at all the ways that people don't esteem themselves and why self-esteem is so crucial to a healthy life. And that's valuing ourselves even though we're imperfect and accepting that we're imperfect, which a lot of people have a hard time with because of you must know how rampant perfectionism is. And then we move into power and we look at what it means to be personally powerful. It means power with, not power over. And there's such a misuse of power in our culture. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but having a sense of our own identity, having the courage to do what we think is right, all of this adds up to energy, ultimately energizes us. So this is each chapter of the book. And the Relationship Doctor series is any and every aspect of relationship with self and with other. So it can be on anger, what it is, what it isn't, and what do I do with my anger. It can be on getting rid of emotional clutter, dealing with difficult people, dealing with the disease to please, overcoming approval addiction. I have about 12 in my series, and they're all an hour long, and I explain a lot of all of this in depth.
Great. And this is all available at drduffy.com, and it's DR, there's no period after DR, it's Dr. Duffy, DrDuffy.com. And Dr. Duffy, I'd like to thank you today for being a guest on Healthy Alternative. It's been a delight having you.
Oh, thank you so much. Same here, Jerry. Good luck. You're doing such good work in the world.
Thanks, Duffy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye. My guest next week is Ruth Ann Pizaretz. She has a master's in arts and music therapy. She's a certified massage therapist. She focused in early on special education and counseling in the Fairfax County school systems. She's taught in the Professionals Development Academy with the Fairfax County Public Schools. She's been an adjutant faculty at Marymount University and George Mason University. She studied many different types of massage therapies, and the one we're going to talk about is matrix repatterning. It's a very different type of work that uses energy, as we're going to talk about, to create very, very dramatic changes and healings in the body. You're going to want to make sure you don't miss this one. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.